Good morning. I'm Orlando Rodriguez from Purdue University. I'm going to present One Size No Fits All, Investigating Farmers' Likelihood to Certify Organic to Drop the Certification Process on Remain Certified or Non-Certified. So, organic, as you know, organic products and organic food began after the Green Revolution in 1940s, but it was until 30 years ago that the organic sales increased significantly. The U.S. farm and ranches sold about $76 billion in certified organic products in 2016. This represents an increase of 23% in sales from 2015 to 2016. And fruit and vegetables represent 40% of these sales. They also, the number of certified acres has increased significantly from 2015 to 2016. In the number of actual certified land, it's 5 million acres. So the increasing demand of organic products is mainly driven for health and environmental concerns. And on the other hand, the supply side, on the supply side, is motivated by price premium, access to market, environmental concern, and philosophical beliefs of the farmers growing organic food. However, some farmers have dropped their certification process, and a vast number of farmers are simply not interested in the organic certification process. So, actually, the number of farmers' operation decreased from 2008 to 2015, and that's why the organic sales just represent 4% of the total food sales in the U.S. We have to tell that the government expenditure in organic are very important because the last Secretary of Agriculture from 2009 to 2015 invested about $260 million on all the organic certification program. So, while most studies have focused in understanding why farmers certify from conventional or non-certified systems, our study provides an all-inclusive characterization of the fruit and vegetable farmers and investigate their motive to choose among the organic certification spectrum. So our objective in this study is to evaluate the characteristics driving farmers to farm, either conventional, being non-certified, and being certified, and those who drop their certification. Our data came from a 2012 web-based survey of fruit and vegetable farmers in 16 states. The surveys asked about farm characteristic, farm demographic, sources of information, and perception about the organic agriculture. We did a multinomial logistic regression, and we modeled the farming decision to pick either conventional, non-certified organic, certified organic, to drop the certification as a function of demographic, farm characteristic, sources of information that the farmers perceive as important, and perception about the organic agriculture. So these are our regression variables. We asked about on demographic, race, sex, and college education. We asked for farm characteristic, number of employees, part-time farming, farming experience, number of crops, business structure, growth sales, and market channels. And we asked also about the sources of information that if a farmer is perceived as farmers and grower association as a useful sources of information, the extension services, retailers, and prices reporting service. The last group of questions was about perceptions. So if the farmers feels that barriers to certify, if the farmer support the organic philosophy, if the farmer think that getting organic certificate will increase their price premium, and if they think that organic is a good way to diversify their farm. And also we ask about if they think that organic is risky and if they rely on the organic market. So these are our descriptive stats. Basically, our conventional farmers are male farmers with high labor demand located in the Midwest states. They have a big farm. They seek for extension information. They perceive barriers to certificate as higher than the other group of farmers. and they perceive organic as a risky way to produce food. Or non-certified farmers are usually female, they are part-time farmers, they have farm with low sales, the business structure is sole proprietorship, they sell just to the direct to consumer markets, and they'll believe and they support the organic philosophy, and they think that organic is a good way to diversify. The certified farmers are usually female with a high labor demand on the farm, usually located in the northeast states with high sales. They usually mixed. They sell to mixed market channel. Farmers' information from other farmers are very important for them, and they, of course, support the organic philosophy and they rely on the organic market. For the last group of those farmers that have dropped their certification program are usually female part-time farmers with a high number of crops. They have farmed with low sales, and well, they as well support the organic philosophy, and they think that organic is a good way to diversify. Well, our results, these are preliminary data for our multinomial logit regression, and our result shows that college education increases the probability to certify organic. It seems that college is helping farmers to access to the information of organic agriculture, and that's why they are more likely to certify organic. Also, increasing farmer experience decreases the probability of producing non-certified organic food and increases the probability of being organic certified farmer. So, it seems that the young farmers with a little experience are taking advantage of other kind of labeling. They sell as a local, they say as a pesticide-free, they say as a non-GMO, so it matches with the local movement literature. Well, increasing the crop mix, so farms with high diversification, with high number of crops, are more likely to be non-certified organic. And big farms are more likely to certify organic. It seems that certification costs remain too high for a small fruit and vegetable operation. And the bigger the farm with more resources, the more likely to get the organic certification. Also, we found that female farmers are more likely to be organic non-certified. Well, it seems that female farmers are concerned about the health of their family, and that's why they are producing organic food. They also, the Midwest farms are more likely to be conventional because of the big conventional agriculture influence that we have in our Midwest states. Also, the markets are very important, and the more access to market drives the farmers to get the certification. It seems that the organic certified farmers are taking advantage of their certification status, and they are reaching more market. They are selling to the wholesale, they are selling to the farmers market, they are selling to all DTC and the wholesale markets. Also, interesting, farmers obtaining information from extension services and growers associations are more likely to farm conventionally. The perception, the group of perception question in our survey are very important, and those farmers that perceiving loss of freedom, cost of certification and paperwork as barriers decreases the likelihood to be organic certified. Also, those farmers that support the organic philosophy will increase the organic production with certification or without certification. The belief that organic is risky increases the likelihood of producing conventionally. Also, perceiving organic markets as a reliable increases the probability of being organic certified. Well, understanding the reason and characteristic of why farmers choose to be conventionally organic certified, organic non-certified, and those who drop their certification in an encompassing manner could be effective to improve the organic goals and ensure the long term of organic sustainability in the organic agriculture. So, we conclude that the farmers' perception are very important in our model. So, if the farmers think that the perception about organic is risky or market are unreliable and philosophical attitude, those beliefs are hard to change. But we could change the perception about the barriers. Farmers, the barriers about the loss of freedom, paperwork, cost of the certification, we may change those barriers in order to change this farmer's perception. Also, the access to markets are very important on our model, and ensuring the access to market seems to greatly influence the success of organic agriculture. Also, the farm size determine the farmer's likelihood to be certified and remain certified. So the bigger the farm and the bigger the sale they are more likely to be organic certified because the costs are high. Well, all future research should investigate how these changes in the certification process, the cost, the paperwork, could influence in the number of certified farmers that we have. Actually, this survey was in 2012, so it would be interesting because of the government already started to change some. They are funding like until 70% of the cost or the already organic certified farmers, so it will be interesting the change in those process and the change in the number of organic certified farmers. Also, the organic certification changes, we need to change the for stop farmers to drop their certification because it's better to keep the farmers than certificate in the certification that attract more farmers. It's cheaper. So acknowledgement to Dr. Ariana Torres, that my advisor, for the guidance, and the USDA, NIFA, and Organic Research for funding this research. Thank you, and any question? Yeah, actually, our survey is for fruit and vegetable farmers, so we did not...
The conventional as well, with fruit and vegetable farmers.
The conventional as well, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, I don't... If we ask for other kind of farmers, we may get different results, but I think for the fruit and vegetable farmer, we got a nice sample that... I mean, I don't know how they would... respond differently the other farmers, but it may because we have more organic certified in grains and in grains farmer, but that's why we did our survey on fruit and vegetable.
See, I may have missed it. I'm sorry if I did, but did you see what people were after they dropped out? Like, were they specifically going to a specific label after the fact, or were they just saying like we're organic but we're not certified? I've seen at farmers markets, I've seen a lot of that recently, organic, not certified.
Actually, I didn't put in the presentation, but the most farmers that drop their certification stay in the organic agriculture. So they start labeling their products as a pesticide-free, local, and it's actually from the 85 farmers that we have as a dropout, 90% of those farmers went to the non-certified systems. So it's either they stop farming or they go for the non-certified system. But we wanted to show
them. Like, some there's naturally grown now. There's like a lot of different things. There's also like smaller labels that people are just coming up with and just making their own.
Actually, yeah.
So I didn't know if you asked specifically what people did after.
Actually, we asked if they were farming organically, and that's why we know that they are farming organically and they are labeling their products as local, as pesticide free. But we did the regression in order to separate all farmers for the dropout. So we wanted to show the characteristic of the farmers that had dropped their certification. And that's why we didn't, because if we haven't like take that group, those farmers will be in our non-certified group. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay.
Does the cost of certification vary on the size of the farm? And about what is the cost of organic certification?
Actually, it varies about the farm and the number of products. So, but actually, the government has like lowered the cost, and they are funding up to 75% in order to like change this process, because we did this survey. I mean, Dr. Torres did this survey in 2012, and we found that this cost, this barrier, the farmers perceiving high cost barriers, so they won't get the certification. That's why, and the small farmers, they won't get the certification, and that's why the government has changed in the cost of the certification. And yeah, it varies from land and from type of product, from number of product. And that's why also the bigger the farm, with the number of crops, the more the diversified farm are not getting the certification because the cost is high for them.
There are no more questions.